The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, some of you listening today might have heard our interview with Craig Cody yesterday. Craig spoke about his 16-year-old son, Paddy, who's living with Friedreich's ataxia. Let's take a listen.
I just want this drug for my son, Paddy, and for everyone else that has, you know, because it is progressing a lot. And I already lost one son, and the boy's mom is no longer in the house. So, yeah, look, it's just not right. It's just not right for children to leave them suffer like this. It's just not right.
Craig referring there to 13-year-old Rory, who died last September. He also had Friedreich's ataxia, and his wife Della, very sadly, has Huntington's disease. And he's calling for action on access to new medicines like Skyclarys. It's not available to the Irish public.
That have Friedreich's ataxia in America, Australia and in Europe are on this medication, and it's working for them. So obviously it's down to money with the HSE. It is a costly drug, but, you know, it's not easy, Claire, to be here every day and to see your son can only walk 10 minutes and, you know, walk like a drunken child, to be honest. He no longer plays with his friends. He doesn't go out. If it's down to money with the government, you know, and the HSE about children, well, then we're in a sad place. Look, this drug is even in Cyprus.
That's Craig Cody there. And I'm joined in the studio by Padraig O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central. But before we speak to Padraig, I want to go to Elaine Pollard, who's on the line. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Claire.
It's lovely to talk to you, but you're dealing in your family with a similar situation to what we heard about from Craig yesterday.
Yeah, it was like Craig's story is such heartbreaking, and I just wanted to offer my sympathies to Craig and his family and the loss of his son, and that no family should have to go through that, and we're living it as it is. Our son, Oisin, he's 26 now, going to 27 in October, was diagnosed when he was just coming up to 9 years of age with Friedreich's ataxia.
And how is he doing now?
He has good days and bad days. He's doing good. He's unfortunately uses a power chair to get around. His mobility has decreased. He has slurred speech. He has scoliosis. When he was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia, he was diagnosed with the cardiomyopathy, a heart condition, and then about 2 years after that, he had to get fitted with an ICD, an internal defibrillator, to keep his heart at a regular beat. And the year before he got it done, we had to carry a defibrillator with us everywhere we went, just in case that he went into cardiac arrest. He's doing his best. He's went to school, college, working part-time, and trying to keep going and keep his strength and independence, and as much as he can with the support of people around him. And he has great support around him, and he's a very determined young chap.
Mm-hmm. And have you looked at this drug? Have you been told by any medical professional what it might do for Oisin? Because it doesn't, and we know this, and it's really important to say it, it's not a life-saving drug. It's not going to reverse any of the conditions that you have described there, but it will slow down the progression, won't it?
Yes, it is shown that in the studies and people that have been on it in the EU and America, we followed it from 23, and then in Christmas in 24, when it was released in Europe, we thought that, great, this is now hopefully that we have something for Oisin, and Oisin has something to hope for. And we know it's not a cure, but it would slow down the progression and keep what he has now. And that's all they want, is a chance to live their life and be and live to their what they can do, and this drug slows down progression. It has 55% success rate in it, and like how many stories do the government need to hear? Heartbreaking stories from families and FA sufferers out there before they realise that this drug needs to be reimbursed.
And how? I mean, I said this to Craig yesterday, you know, you make a huge decision to talk about your personal, private, family issues and what you're going through in a very public way. How has that been for you, Elaine?
Well, since Oisin and his friends decided after Christmas, they went to Dáil in February, the five of them, and along with us supporting them to fight their case and bring their case to the ministers. And that it's great because Friedrich's ataxia is so little known about it. It's great that people get the full understanding of it. And that, but it brings up all your emotions again of when he was diagnosed. Like a little chap of 9 years of age being told he has this life-threatening disability or disease and there's no cure. And now there is not a cure, but a preventive that's going to slow it down, that's going to help Oisin and the rest of the Friedrich's ataxia patients to live a life. They're entitled to live a life the same as any young person. And as a parent, that's all you want for your family, is to be independent, to live, and you want to be able to mind them and nurture them. And like, it's out of our control. And it's heartbreaking, like every day looking that he's losing a little bit because it's progressive and it's slowly progressing. Like, he was able to walk, then he used a rollator, and then he used a manual chair, and then he used an electric wheelchair. And that, I mean, now his speech is worsening, so we were looking into getting his voice recorded. And but Oisin is a witty, caring young man, fun, loving, loves meeting his friends. He's great friends, great family support, and that. And anybody that has met Oisin, you'd be only too grateful that you've met him or you have him in his life, in your life, because he's a wonderful young man. And it's heartbreaking as parents to look at him every day struggling and his determination. If we had to get up in the morning and do what he has to do every morning to fight, to get up, to get dressed, to go to work, go out, enjoy life as much as he can, we wouldn't be able to do what half of them, what they have to do. And the ministers and the government and the HSC need to step up now. Time is running out for these young people.
The other side of this as well is, you know, you describe what Oisin goes through on a day-to-day basis. There's that fight. It's then you have to ask yourself, you know, do I have the fight in me now to push to get this drug? Because that's what you're having to do, you know, to push yourself to speak publicly about it, to have these meetings, to try and raise public awareness. Do you feel, Elaine, that you have it in you to keep going, to keep pushing for this drug to be made available?
Definitely, as a parent, you do anything for your child. As Craig said yesterday, you put your soul on the line. Whoever you have to talk to, whoever you have to meet, whatever you have to do, we will do it. We'll have to get the young people this drug. It's life-changing for them. We want Oisin in our life. Everybody wants an Oisin in their life. Don't want them to be progressing and not live their life that they're made to live. They have so much to offer.
Elaine, thanks so much for talking to us. I know it's not easy, but you did a great job of telling us about Oisin and about what you need for him. That is Elaine Pollard. And as I said to you, we have Pádraig O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central, in the studio with us. Pádraig, I know that you have met with and you've been dealing with a lot of the families who are going through this. What can you tell us about what is happening? Because there is huge frustration. I cannot tell you about the reaction that we had to that interview yesterday, and I'm sure it'll be the same again today. People just don't understand why this can't be fixed.
Yeah, and I wish there was a quick solution and an easy fix to it, but we operate, unfortunately, a system in this country that leads to prolonged delays, and I'm not trying to apportion blame on either the HSC, the NCP or the drug manufacturers in that. There's probably equal blame all around. But typically, just to give your listeners an idea, under the Health Act currently, all these drugs are meant to be scrutinised in 180 days or fewer. But typically, in the case of rare disease drugs, we see that Ireland, I think the most current statistic was, it takes 814 days on average to assess a rare disease
drug.
That's
not acceptable, is it?
No.
That's not acceptable.
No. So what I've been calling, and I actually published a bill back in 2021. So I suppose the easiest way to explain this to people is if you're a drug manufacturer and you come up with a new cough syrup or a new, you know, a drug that's, I suppose, available to maybe 1 million, 2 million people in a market like Ireland, that drug is assessed the exact same way as the drug that we're talking about here today, Skyclarys, which might only affect a couple of hundred people. So when it comes to economies of scale, when it comes to investment and all that, obviously that cough syrup or whatever might cost 5, 10, 15 euros, but the drugs we're talking about here cost obviously tens, if not hundreds of thousands of
euros. Do you have a figure on it per patient, what this Skyclarys drug costs?
We don't, but the look, again, it's all commercially sensitive, but it ranges in between 100 to 300,000 per patient, depending on their condition.
Per year, is it?
Per year.
And we're talking about around 200 people who would need this drug or who it might be beneficial for.
Well, potentially, there's 200 Friedreich's ataxia sufferers in this country, but under this assessment that's been done by the NCP, only about 50 or 60 of them will be eligible for this drug, even if it is approved, because it's only been looked at for patients aged 16 and over.
Okay, so when it comes to the cost, what do you know about the negotiations between the government and the drug companies? Or is there anything happening on that front? Where are we at with this?
So the latest point is that basically Biogen came back with a price early in 2026. That price wasn't acceptable to the NCP. So Biogen were asked for further information. They have since, as of about 10 days ago, have resubmitted that information. So that is now with the HSE. The HSE acknowledged that they received it on the 27th of May. So what happens now is the NCP will review that, and then they will make a recommendation to the drugs group. And then the drugs group will consider that information, and then they will make a recommendation to the HSE senior management team.
Oh my God, how long is all that going to take?
Well, that's what I've said to you earlier. I provided a timeline to your producer. I totted up all the days since Skyclarys was initially sought for reimbursement, which was August of 2024. So you're looking at 500 days to get us to the point where we're at now.
So 500 days. Are you saying it could take 500 days from the 27th of May when information went in?
What I'm saying is, since it was applied for in August 2024, it's around 500 days to get us to this point.
Yeah.
I can't predict if it's going to take another month, 2 months, 3 months. There could be further negotiation for all I know. I don't know what Biogen have resubmitted as their price. I can't predict whether that price is going to be acceptable to the NCPE.
Since people have started to speak out, and it's a huge decision to, I think, speak publicly about your health and about what you're going through. But since that has happened, there seems to be renewed political interest and huge pressure now on this to be sorted out. Do you sense that?
Yes, and the reason I say it is because for me it can feel like Groundhog Day. I first got involved with rare diseases in 2020, 2021 when I was a newly elected TD. But every couple of months, every 6 months, you solve a drug or a drug gets reimbursed, and people typically, politicians especially, campaign for a certain drug or a certain cohort of patients that might be constituents of theirs. But we're not dealing with the crux of the matter here. The crux of the matter is our process is broken. Simon Harris himself, when he was Minister for Health in 2017, said the process isn't working. But the process hasn't changed since 2017. It's the same process. And it's those inordinate delays that are unacceptable. They're inhumane. They're cruel. And I got to know Craig because he did an interview on local radio. He's not a constituent of mine, but I felt so moved by his initial interview, I reached out to him. And from that, to be fair, the campaign has, you know, over the last few weeks, it's going viral. And
because he met the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, and so there was a video, I think Anne Rabbit posted it, didn't she, from that meeting, and that has led to more momentum now behind this case. So what you're saying to me is that even if this issue is sorted, and let's hope that it is around Skyclarys, that the entire system doesn't work, so it's going to happen again.
And I've been saying that for 5 years. Like, we can resolve this situation for this cohort of patients. I'm also working with Senator Teresa Costello on the Duchenne muscular dystrophy patients' desire to get Javinostat. We're going to have campaign after campaign, and it's going to be Groundhog Day unless we get to the crux of the matter. And the statistics I'm quoting are EU statistics. They're not just industry statistics. They come from the EU Commission as well. Ireland ranks below Luxembourg, Denmark, Slovenia, Cyprus, Iceland, Norway, Estonia, and Cyprus, in terms of wait times for processing of drugs. They're similar size economies, similar size populations.
Right.
So when people often comment that it's okay for Germany and France and the bigger economies to approve things faster because they have a bigger population, more resources, it doesn't stack up that we're behind all those similar size countries.
Okay, so when I have Michael Barry on this programme from the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics, he will always explain he has a limited budget. His job is to make sure that that budget is well spent and that we cannot keep, you know, reimbursing these drugs if he can't find a logical reason to do so. So just because we want it doesn't mean that we should have it. Do you accept that argument?
I'm not here to throw digs at Michael Barry or the NCPE, but he on another station recently, he did say a bigger budget doesn't necessarily mean better value. Okay, so he's a very difficult job. He does have a limited budget, but we need to factor in, and this is probably a decision for the minister and wider government, cumulatively, pharmaceutical industry here pays the bones of 8 to 10 billion, depending on the year, on corporation tax. That's a massive amount of money. There's anywhere up to 75,000 jobs dependent on the industry. If people aren't going to listen to the health motivation on this thing, if they're not going to try and reach out to these families that are crying out for these medicines, maybe they'll listen to the industry and the jobs and the investment and the innovation that's required. The real problem we have here is there's so much innovation. There's so many new drugs. Like, basically every new cancer drug that's been discovered is so targeted. In essence, it's a rare disease drug.
There's an announcement every day about new cancer drugs. Yeah. So we're going to hear about this again and again and again. So clearly, you're right, the system needs to be fixed.
It needs to reform.
But Micheál Martin is meeting Craig, isn't he, in the coming days?
He's meeting on Monday in Cork.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where is this going to go?
Well, what I'm asking, not just the Taoiseach, but what I'm asking the drugs group, because ultimately the recommendation that the NCP will make will go to the drugs group and they're meeting sometime in the middle of June. I would be asking that this drug, as well as a few others, they'll have an agenda, would be considered as urgently at that meeting. And if not June, then at very least the next meeting, which might possibly be July or August. There's more and more resources gone into this area in the last few years, to be fair. For the first time in, I think, about 15 years, Stephen Donnelly actually reintroduced money into this area. But the reality is, like, when you do have Michael Barry on here again, he'll tell you the overall drugs budget is in excess of 4 billion. But the budget for new drugs, including rare diseases and all those new cancer drugs, is only 30 to 40 million per annum. That represents less than 1% of the total all budget spend on drugs. So I would ask, not necessarily for new money, I would be asking for a reapportionment of the existing drugs budget that we have, because there's always savings in drugs. Stuff goes off patent, you know, and generics come available where savings can be achieved.
Yeah, so the whole system needs to be overhauled. Well, Padraig, we are going to keep on this, and families are getting in touch with us all of the time, and we will keep pushing here, and hopefully we can get it sorted. Thanks for coming in. Padraig O'Sullivan there, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central. And if you have a view, or if Friedrich's ataxia is an issue in your family, do let us know. Our WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.